This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
KISW proudly presents Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday, December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena, up in Everett. Show and doors open around 6. We'll be joined by the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and our buddies Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown.
Yeah, ma'am.
For an acoustic night, we have word that Brent might be joining us sometime this week on the program.
That'd be very nice. Got some questions to ask him.
Also, pre-sale for the show go on sale tomorrow.
Boom.
Tomorrow. All the details at KISW.com. All right, next combination real quick.
Oh, God.
And keep it in mind, basically they're just saying it tastes good together.
And these are what, from Reddit?
Yes. On this one,
so they're not food critics. These are just average people saying this is what they like.
Chiming in, saying, like, these are not unusual foods, just the combination maybe.
Are unusual.
But I like them.
Okay.
So this is regular Doritos along with peanut M&Ms.
So did you get regular or spicy?
Doritos?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, so we don't know.
No, it's regular.
No, we just got it. All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So we're at the same time?
You're supposed to eat them both together, yes.
All right.
Okay. Let's see about this combo here. Very crunchy.
Not bad.
Better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I don't think... Oh, no, that bite was not great. Okay. No. Wow.
Well, I like them both.
It doesn't blend.
I like them both individually.
Yeah.
I'll keep them that way.
Everybody can eat Doritos and M&M's, but I don't know why you'd have them at the same time.
Because you're really high.
Thumbs down on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Just it's lackluster. I'm disappointed.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ooh? Or what did you eat that made you go, ooh? 206-803 Rock.
I hear it in your voice, Mike. The food critic in me comes out, dude.
I am disappointed.
I'm disappointed. I expected better.
You sure they didn't get spicy?
Wait, you feel expected a little spicy. Better?
They do feel a little spicy.
Yeah, Miles.
You thought this would be better.
No, they're the red bag.
If somebody likes it, I assumed a little bit. It's two powerhouse snack foods coming together.
But you honestly thought this would be better. I'm just saying, I thought it'd be worse. I think we're both in the same place as far as our quote-unquote appreciation for it. But
sure.
I had much lower expectations, so I'm almost happy that I don't hate it as much as I thought.
Are you spicy?
And you thought it'd be better than this? Are they spicy?
Are they spicy?
He got duck on spices.
Oh, I don't know.
Especially you went, well, they're in a red bag. It's like, we did this with the Pepsi already.
Huh. How are we damn?
Diet Coke and spicy Doritos.
So you could taste that was spicy right away.
As soon as I took a bite, I was like, nah, I think it got duck
really?
On spicy.
Really? How are we damn?
I mean, spicy nacho Doritos are not spicy, but yes.
Well, you, man.
My own delicate head could tell.
Are these even M&M's or are they W&W's?
Oh, I was convinced they were peanuts.
And they're all M.
That's not a peanut. Jesus, man. Good work, man.
Do not send me to the grocery store.
Yeah. See, this is why wives get
mad.
This
is why I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing I would do. You bought light cottage cheese?
I just wanted Pepsi.
I don't know. I told you I want regular cottage cheese. I don't buy cottage cheese.
That's why I demand
not
that my
the
wife,
light blue. You want the dark blue.
I demand that
Pepsi.
My wife send me pictures. Send me the.
Oh my God.
The, you know what? If you were like on Safeway.com, send me the photo that they put up of what you want, and I will match that straight
up. I'm trying to buy groceries for my wife's family. They're going to do their one big dinner night at Beach Week, right? So, and it's just basic ass stuff. So I'm like, all right, cool, man. I got this. My wife's dealing with the meat at the meat counter.
All right.
I'm like, just give me, because I just wanted to get the F out of the grocery store. So I'm like, just give me the list. While you're doing that, I'll grab everything else. We meet up. She looks in the cart, and she's like, no. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I grabbed every effing thing on that list. She's like, not this brand, this brand. I'm like, what difference does it make? And she said, it makes no difference, but my family only identifies with these specific brands. I said, are you kidding me,
man? Wait a minute. Would they know the difference if they taste it?
They would. I don't know if they would know if they taste it, but the problem is they were going to make it so
they were
going to see
it.
Right? And that's the whole. It's like little kids, right? Like McDonald's did this taste test with McDonald's, all right? So they got a bunch of little kids, and they get a burger from like Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's, blah, 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 all these different fast food places. But they'd put them in the bags of the place. And 90% of the kids preferred McDonald's. So they said, all right, we got another taste test with different burgers. And they basically would just put, like, say, Burger King in the McDonald's bag. The kids, 90% of the time,
this is great.
They still like McDonald's. They're like, it's two entirely different burgers. They don't even taste remotely the same, but the packaging is what the kids care about. So her family is kind of locked into that, is what I came up with.
Yeah.
It's like canned corn, man. You can tell me I dump it and you heat it up and you mix it with
the
crap.
You better got Del Monte.
I think I grabbed, oh, Christ. I don't know if it was Green Giant, Libby, or Del Monte.
All are fine.
I believe Green Giant was the one that had to be purchased. And I was looking at it. Right. She goes, look, I'm not saying this because I care. I'm saying this because you want to walk into the house of my 20 loud-ass family members giving you grief. Because you got the wrong can of corn.
Back to the butter peas conversation. They got a bag of corn that's got butter in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Frozen.
In case you can't butter it yourself.
It's almost to the point where it's almost cream of corn. It's so
Miles is right. Like, I buy it once a year or twice a year around the holidays. And it's like, thrill, you're right. I guess I could add butter, but it's like a butter sauce or something. You know there's no redeeming value to this vegetable.
Sure.
But it's so good.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
What do you eat that makes other people go ooh, or what did you eat that made you go ooh? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, on the other end, I watched my buddy Cobb a couple summers ago in Austin. We got cream corn. I grew up eating it. And he was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever had. And we were all kind of laughing. And at this point, he's not married, but the father-in-law is across the table from me.
Yeah.
When he gets up to go to the bathroom, because he's like freaking out about this cream corn, the guy goes, is he effing with me? And I go, no, he's not. And he's like, how did he never have cream corn before? And I go, I'm pretty sure in their house they were pretty strict, like protein, green leafy vegetable,
so
and that was dinner.
Our future father-in-law is over there actually getting mad, like, smart-ass little mother.
Right, because he's just like,
Jesus. Cream corn.
I know, like, mind blown.
Were you at a barbecue place?
Yeah, we were at Terry Black's.
Right.
Jesus. I don't think I had cream corn until you and I went to Stan's.
No kidding.
Yeah, we just didn't go to barbecue joint.
What did you think of?
No, but how'd you eat your corn?
Fan-damn-tastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So cream corn is like Thanksgiving, too.
Never had it at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Wasn't even on the radar.
I mean, look, I was a fat kid. We had it a lot.
Yeah.
I think my mom was just trying to get us to eat any kind of
every
vegetable
we had in my growing up was slathered in cheese.
Oh,
so
broccoli,
cauliflower,
yep.
Brussels sprouts.
It makes everything better.
Just in a flour cheese sauce.
It makes it
Don't
better.
Ask me why. That was just the way
you know why.
Made. So we would eat it.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why.
100%.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
What made the trip rough? Guys, when I was 14, my dance company decided to charter a bus down to Disneyland, California for a performance workshop that we're doing. Now, during the drive from Silverdale to California, the charter got lost. The air conditioning broke down, causing two of the girls to pass out. We stopped at a rest stop that was so infested with bugs that you couldn't see the sink because it was just a bunch of crawling black things. And the driver got a speeding ticket in California on a bus that can't go over 70. It was maybe the most bizarre and awful road trip I've ever been on. That from the lovely Kaylee.
Sounds fun.
Couple of more.
Those dance teams are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how does your charter driver get lost?
And how did he get a speeding ticket?
All of these things.
Gentlemen, as far as that's a bunch of quat.
Gentlemen, I threw out a few quads here and there today in conversation, just for fun. Note, I'm on some cold and flu meds, and feel a little numb in the brain, so that likely loosened me up a bit. No one seemed to notice, question, or care at all. So I then changed it to quotatiously salacious, and said something like, I am quotatiously salaciously confident that the problem with the order will be fixed, when referring to a problem with an order. I got a comment about using the big word to describe the problem, but no one questioned what it actually meant. Kind of reminded me of the lawyer on Seinfeld that made fun of Johnny Cochran. Good times on cold meds. So does that count as not sober, or maybe I just had a bit of a quat day? Thanks, guys, for all the quotatious laughs over the years. That from Barry.
In case you're wondering, quat is not a word, but we determined it sounds awful.
Yes, it does.
You're an ugly quat. They're going to get mad, but in the end, like, I did not say anything. There's nothing to be angry about because it's not a real word. You're looking very quatty.
Mm-hmm. All right, time for all your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category. Before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is ready to play your guess, is as good as mine.
Oh, Ted knows who it is.
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola!
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories today, we have the world's deadliest animals. And also we have the states that have the most gold diggers. So a divorce coaching company determined which states have the most gold diggers by looking at several financial factors. Those included the concentration of millionaire and billionaires, hourly wages, and cost of living in each state. And they combined that with the dating app behaviors and online searches for phrases like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich. So we have the 10 states that they say has the most gold diggers. And we have the 10 deadliest animals. James, so which category are you taking? On your guess, is as good as mine.
Let's go with the gold diggers.
Okay,
gold
James.
Digger.
You know the stats.
Sing it, Ted.
No, she ain't a what, no broke.
Now remember, James, the most concentration of millionaires and billionaires. That figures into the equation.
Okay. Well, let's go New York right off the bat.
New York. Let's see. New York is on the list. It is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is number 5. That is correct.
Yeah, that's all New York City. And pretty much nowhere else.
There's a lot, yeah.
I mean, you can put the Hamptons in there and all that kind of crap. Mm-hmm. But New York City is the epicenter of money in New York State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One for one, James. Nice work.
All right. Let's go California.
California. That would be number 4 on the list. Correct once again.
Washington?
Washington not on the list.
Ooh. Western Washington.
We do have the millionaires and billionaires.
Mm-hmm. We call that area Bellevue, and then it doesn't bleed out much.
Well,
more
most of them generally have a wife, make their money, then seem to dump the wife and go get it.
And then, upgrade to the later
James,
model.
Think about this. Where do people wear a lot of jewelry? It's that kind of bling. You know what I mean? It's that because that's
what you said, New York.
Well, there's other states out there.
Connecticut.
That have that fashion,
Vermont.
I think Florida.
Florida's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, let's do Florida. Let's get Florida out of the way.
Florida's number 1.
Oh, yeah.
The most retirees. Gold diggers in the United States reside in Florida.
And if you've ever been there, you're not shocked. And it explains every couple of you see.
So think flashy a little bit sometimes on these. As far as people dressing up.
I mean, could we also... Because I'm thinking
Jersey?
More the...
What's that?
New Jersey?
New Jersey is not a bad guess, but not on the list.
Really?
Yes. Maybe Texas, dude. All that oil money.
A lot of money.
Those chicks are always done up to the nines. Texas.
Yeah, let's do Texas.
Texas is number 3.
Number 3.
Again, yes, these are the states that have the most gold diggers. The factors. They search for phrases online like sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I'm the place that I go is kind of the retiree areas because that's where you're
Arizona.
That's where I'm thinking is Arizona.
Nevada, but that's only Vegas really that has
right.
the money.
But, it's more Arizona.
But people own casinos there. Granted, it's like 3 companies, but still,
that's why
there's a lot of billionaires.
You would go there for a reason.
Aha.
So let's go to Nevada.
That is number 2.
Yeah. Whoops. All right.
Yeah. So far you're right with number 1, Florida. James, number 2, Nevada. Texas is 3. California is 4. And New York is number 5. So you've gotten 5 out of the 10 correct. There are 5 states left. Now, I think we've got most of the dirty money states out of the way.
All right.
You know those states. Now it gets a little iffy. As far as your guessing goes. But give it your best shot.
I would still take Arizona just because of Scottsdale.
Let's go with Arizona.
Okay.
Jesus, James, that's on me, dude.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Not a bad guess.
It's all good, Ted.
Not a bad guess.
But don't listen to Ted. It's a rule. We have T-shirts and everything that say that.
So are we still on the East Coast here, Miles?
We have.
How about
we have two states considered South. We have one East Coast state that Ted likes.
I mean, in a
mountain state.
Virginia, maybe?
Virginia is not on the list, but it should be.
But what about Maryland?
Maryland is on the list. Maryland is number 9.
Yeah.
Where's all this money in Southern Maryland? Never mind. Montgomery County.
Montgomery County.
I am done.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he said considered South. Are we talking like Tennessee and Kentucky?
Tennessee is number 8.
There we go.
Never Kentucky. Kentucky doesn't have a pot to pee in.
Okay. You never know.
Yeah. Well, but right, and this is people looking up sugar daddy, sugar baby, so they're looking for richer, older dudes.
You're not
right.
doing that in Connecticut.
Right.
Mountain state.
Colorado.
Colorado's number 6. That is correct. There are two states remaining. Neither one of these make too much sense.
Just kind of.
Oklahoma.
That's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess. It's just not on the list.
What about like Illinois?
Close to Illinois. A neighboring state of Illinois.
Minnesota.
Indiana.
What? It's number 10. I don't understand that either.
Did the one billionaire get married?
Big money in Indiana. They just don't talk about it.
I guess. I mean, here's my thing. Like, I'm sure there's a billionaire in Indiana that says, hey, I own this, that, and the other. And you go, makes sense. Indiana specific. If I have billions of dollars and I'm not specific to the state of Indiana, that is one of the last states that you would possibly catch me as
well. Now, the state with the least gold diggers is Vermont, followed by Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, Maine, South Dakota, Alaska, Iowa, New Hampshire, and Idaho.
A lot of those make sense.
The last state is in the southeastern part of the United States.
Oh, I was about to say Ohio. Southeast.
Georgia.
It could be Georgia.
It is Georgia.
Yep. Georgia.
Yeah, well, Atlanta is a massive city.
Yes, it is.
Old money there.
So here's your gold digging states. Coming in at number 10, that would be Indiana. At 9, it's Maryland. Tennessee is 8. Georgia 7. Colorado 6. New York is 5. Followed by California at 4. 3 is Texas. Nevada at 2. And the state with the most gold diggers, that would be Florida.
And you said the least is Vermont.
The least is Vermont, correct. The most is the state of Florida.
Is there a reverse term for that?
What do you mean, like the Vermont
style? Like I hit the lottery, I'm a millionaire, and I'm 60, and I marry a 30-year-old blonde woman. But they don't call me, like, he's 30-year-old blonde woman guy. And she's a gold digger.
They call you a rich old white guy, Ted.
Yeah, that's basically what they would say.
All right,
he's loaded.
Right, because everybody keeps saying that about the bad coach in North Carolina. What's her name? Jordan.
Yeah.
But, like, Bill Belichick, we don't say anything about him.
It's like, he knows what he's doing. You remember Anna Nicole Smith, right?
Yeah.
The late Anna Nicole Smith. She was Playboy Bunny, Playmate of the Year, all this stuff, the next Marilyn Monroe. And she marries this 93-year-old dude whose head is made of liver spots and death. And everyone in his family says, hey, man, she's only
he
marrying
you. He was
also
in his 90s.
Right. He was 93 in a wheelchair. And his family said, she's just marrying you for your money. And his response, and I'm paraphrasing, was like, I know. I'm marrying her for the ass.
Right.
Like there's no mistake about our relationship. Like, we know what we're doing.
No disrespect to Hef. I'm sure he was a very handsome gentleman in his heyday. However,
sure. Right.
You think as he was getting up there, they still just loved him for him? No, dude.
Well, I'm just saying, right, it's always like, she's a gold digger. It's like, well, she's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can.
And he's got money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Hello, Mary Ann. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. So, anyway, oh, my God. I came from family, 8 kids, right? My mom knits peanut butter with everything. The most embarrassing thing ever in the world, you open your lunchbox, and there it was, that peanut butter and mayo, just like you guys were saying. So and today...
Did you like the peanut butter and mayo? I understand it's embarrassing, but did you like it or no?
Oh, my God. Back in the day, I didn't. I did not. And today, I love it.
All right.
And peanut butter and pickle, peanut butter and lettuce.
No.
Peanut butter and lettuce.
Would it be peanut butter and pickle? Did you miss that?
No, peanut butter and lettuce.
I would rather have peanut butter and lettuce than peanut butter and pickle.
Just hard to disagree. I'm with Miles.
Really?
Peanut butter and pickle, somehow I can be like sweet, salty.
Right, okay.
But lettuce? And I like lettuce.
I do too.
It was anything in the fridge that was left over, she'd stick it with peanut butter and put it in our lunchbox.
What was the worst for you?
I think it was the peanut butter and mayo.
Really?
Back
in the day, you would have taken the peanut butter and mayo over the peanut butter and pickle or peanut butter and lettuce.
Oh, I love the peanut butter and pickle. A dill pickle, nowadays, you take a dill pickle and swig it in a big hunk of peanut butter in that jar, and oh, that is heaven.
Sorry, my finger slipped. That sounds absolutely freaking horrible to me.
God. Okay, well, you know, I mean, what can I say? I'm a girl.
Now,
anyway.
Are you pregnant at the moment? In which case, I go, all right. Now, do you have kids or a husband? And if you do, have you passed on any of your culinary delights to them?
Oh, my God. They cannot stand. I mean, okay, I'm a half Canadian. Canadians mix mayonnaise with everything. I love to take a big hunk of mayonnaise and put it in my cottage cheese and eat it straight like that. They, like, run. They cannot. I mean, my husband hates being in the kitchen with me when I'm eating.
I can't imagine why.
What other weird things do Canadians do? Like, you love your 10 bits, you got your poutine on, but I did not know that mayo was so huge in Canada.
Oh, Oh, God, they mix it with everything. I mean, it goes in mac and cheese. It goes in, I mean, any casserole dish. You've got mayo. It's not sour cream. It's mayo. And it's, I don't know. It's a Canadian thing. I mean, I use
mayo in a lot of different dips and stuff.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But mixing it straight up with cottage cheese is a little wild. And I like both of those things.
It just seems gratuitous. It seems like it's almost too creamy at that point.
Well, you know, it's just, and you just like eat it. You don't like, it's not like a dip. It's like, you know, you put it on a plate or in a dish and eat it.
Just eat it with your spoon.
Okay.
I'll try a little bit of that tonight.
Of all the things you've said, I would try the cottage cheese and mayo before the peanut butter and lettuce, the peanut butter and pickles, or the peanut butter and mayo.
I will say, I have a buddy, Matt, MCTP from the podcast. So we were over at his dad's house a couple years ago. I'm very proud of my spinach dip, right? And said, I'll make it for you. Mitch takes one little bite of it, and he goes, yeah, I know your secret. Would you add a little dollop of mayonnaise? I'm like, God damn, you're good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
right.
That's what I mean. Like, that's the thing I want to be a food critic.
Yeah.
To say, like, either I liked it or I didn't, because that's all a food critic can offer. But after that, say, like, without even asking the chef, I know what they put in here.
Talk on Sherlock Holmes of food over here.
Okay. Because he's like, look, it's good. He goes, but I know you threw mayonnaise in here. Like, that's your secret ingredient. Yeah. I was like, all right, you got me.
What do you eat that makes other people go, ew? Or what did you eat that made you go, ew? 206-803-ROCK.
Are we trying this first?
What do we got here, Miles?
This is a Oreo cookie. Someone said that they liked Oreos with cheddar cheese in the middle. So what we have is a little block of cheddar cheese.
And you can try to undo
it. You basically, you know, just open up your Oreo.
Why is it so easy to do as an adult, but splitting an Oreo as a child was like, I don't know, trying to solve cold fusion?
I think because these are probably expired, so they're just falling apart here.
Oh, you got those next door?
Yeah.
Yes. There's a good chance.
And you were a child.
The expired cafe.
Hey, see what the expiration date is on that.
Oh, God, man. You really?
You bought that milk that was like 6 months old.
No, I know. I did not know that. And then I didn't even open that damn thing. This is the problem. When you can't read the expiration date because it's so old.
It's expired.
Old, you know, it's just. Yeah, but you know what, man? Oreos never die.
Oh, crap.
Miles,
what happened?
We might have a winner here.
This might not be that bad.
Ooh. Wait a minute, hold on. Really?
Bro, yeah. I'm saying this is not bad.
This isn't that bad, man.
Yeah. Yeah, God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
I think the chocolate and the cheese really just hits.
Something.
This is actually good, man.
I'm glad I saw Mike because I was like, I don't want to be the fat guy, but these are really good.
This is wild.
Okay.
This was made by a fat dude at 2 a.m.
Yeah. We got a winner. We're not even stoned.
Wow.
I should have brought a joint in.
Yeah, it didn't have to be high for this one.
Man,
awesome. The consistency of the cheese fits with the cream of the Oreo.
Yeah. I don't even know what that cream is supposed to be.
I mean, all the sensations are correct there, and then the flavor is just a different, it's a different twist. This is pretty tremendous.
They just make cheddar Oreos. Here's the comment.
Smash that like burger.
It's crazy, but I like to place a thin slice of cheddar in between my Oreo cookies.
Well, that wasn't thin.
Yeah, we had like that thick boy in there. Mm. It still tasted good.
That was real good.
Mm-hmm. Damn, man. Mm-hmm.
I did not have high hopes for that, but that was good.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, sometimes, any time of year, people are trying to eat healthier and, you know, trying to lock in that diet. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say diet. Try to lock in that lifestyle,
sure,
right?
Sure, there you go. Lifestyle.
Yeah. Now, let's stop calling them diets, all right? It's a lifestyle for you. Now, oftentimes, though, there is things we all enjoy that maybe we don't realize how much it is damaging your health. Now, some of the things on this list, you can pick and choose if you want to keep doing them. There's a few of them you will.
I will.
So these are five things that are everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health. Now, number five, again, I don't think any of the four of us are big on this, but frozen meals.
I just don't.
Right.
That doesn't shock me, though.
The occasional pot pie. That's about it.
Right. Like,
A frozen pizza. We had one earlier. You know what? You're right. So a frozen pizza, every once in a while, I'll steal the kids' chicken nuggets, but that's about it.
Does a frozen pizza count as a frozen meal? When I think of frozen meal, I think Hungry Man.
You don't think of it but it is.
But see, I'm with Miles. I think they're talking more about frozen meals, like your lean cuisine, like your stove first.
If you went to take and bake place and brought it home and froze it, and then you just baked it later.
Okay, that's different, though.
It's not prepared to be frozen. But that's not the process.
These are made specifically to be frozen, which means that there's different things in them.
There is. You know what? I'm the head chef. Miles, you're correct. Frozen pizza, not the same thing as frozen beer.
I don't think so.
Full and rank.
I will step down.
You see those stripes? They're up and down, son.
There's no stripes.
There's not.
But if there were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see any stripes, head chef.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not in the military. That's kind of a military reference.
You don't even wear Adidas. We can't even look at your shoes and do it.
Come on, man.
See that swoosh?
What rank would you be with Adidas? Three stripes?
Sergeant.
Is that sergeant?
Right. But I think if they're three up, three down, it means you're enlisted. If they're just three across, OCS.
So Adidas are sergeant shoes.
Sergeant shoes.
So start calling them. You got a pair of them sergeant shoes.
They say frozen meals are usually loaded with sodium and saturated fat, which obviously can increase blood pressure, water retention, inflammation, kidney strain. There's also growing evidence that heating up certain plastics, even in microwave-safe ones, can lead to chemicals in our body. Well, you would never microwave a pizza, Mike. Frozen pizza. Now, frozen meals, you microwave. See?
And I would be...
See? Huh?
I think
huh?
even like pizza rolls. Not a frozen meal. Just a snack.
Just for sake of argument, I think...
Now, those you microwave.
Let's just say we're talking about like, you're eating... You know, and there's the Stouffer's ones, there's the Lean... So a lot of times, like, the people found out the hard way. And Lean cuisines are delicious. But they were like, oh, it's not that many calories or carbs. It's like,
But there's a lot of other things.
You got a 2 days worth of sodium in there. That's why you're laying in bed at night sweating.
But that's how they advertise it. Like, hey, man, low calories. That's what you're laying
in bed and sweating.
Also,
what about
side
hot
note.
Pockets? Do those count?
That's a frozen meal, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. To Miles, it's a snack.
Just real quick side note from the head chef here. Has anybody had the El Paso, like, microwavable... It's like it looks like a nacho chip, but it's full of cheese.
No.
No. Wait a minute, hold on.
Hang on. What are we
El Paso. It looks like what? One giant
nacho
chip? It
looks like one giant nacho chip.
Is it frozen?
It is frozen.
And is it stuffed with cheese?
Yes. Or beef and cheese.
I've never even heard of this.
Well,
oh my God. Okay, so it's El Paso's Pizza Pocket. It's their pizza rolls, only it's got beef and cheese.
Oh, bites and chicken cheese. I see what you're saying. It kind of looks like a like a dumpling.
These things. I would eat the living hell out of those. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I would.
It looks like a Dorito with crap in it.
Are they good?
It is a very good football food.
Okay,
It looks like a pizza roll that's got just beef and cheese in it.
Did you do this by yourself?
Nah, me and Marshawn had
them. How many could you house down?
He goes, "Where did you get these?" I'm like, "You got it." Like Thrill Nose. I'm scouting out that grocery store. I was in there last night for three things. It took me half an hour. when it gets to the weekend, it's like pulling those up.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Again, these are five everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health. Sweetened coffee drinks.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Giant flavored lattes and frappuccinos can pack in more calories and sugar than an actual dessert.
Bring it on.
I will say by this point, I think most people understand if you're getting a giant frappuccino or something.
The caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino, something like that.
Or if you're getting a coffee just loaded with stuff, like you probably know.
You know.
Well, they closed your milkshake shop.
I know, man.
So your consumption, this is going to make you healthier.
I guess.
There's one across the street, dude.
I know.
Is there?
It's yes.
Yeah, Columbia Tower.
Columbia Tower.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to get over there.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, this one's going to hurt everybody in here. Alcohol.
I don't care.
Frequent alcohol consumption can strain your liver, disrupt your sleep, increase risk of certain cancers. Even small amounts can add up over time.
But it makes ugly people pretty. Mm.
Does it?
It does. Well, it wears off.
That's why I drink and look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. That's the best I ever looked. Like, God damn, you're such a
bitch. I don't know.
As
the drunker I get, I start looking at ugly people and thinking, you're ugly.
That's just mean, Mike.
Yeah, it is. I'm a mean
person. To make you nice.
I don't have beer goggles, man. You're just getting ugly.
No, I just kicked your inhibitions down, Miles. I get that much closer to saying it.
Diet sodas. They don't have the sugar content of real soda, but some artificial sweeteners used in diet sodas may interfere with our gut health, insulin sensitivity. It's also bad for your teeth, just like the regular stuff.
Yeah, aspartame, man.
There's a lot of stuff, and I hear it all the time with diet sodas and everything, but this one's kind of a tough one in a lot of the health and fitness world. There's also a lot of people that are like, hey, man, if you're trying, you want to have a couple diet sodas.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. Now, I will say, I think drinking them all the time, like you still need to drink water and other stuff, but
sure.
It used to be. There's a few days a week. It's like, I just want to have a soda.
Yeah.
Last on the list, this one just hurts the most. But again, I'm not shocked this is on the list of everyday unhealthy foods. Potato chips.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's easy, right? They're designed to overeat them. They're also loaded with salt and unhealthy and fats that contribute to high blood pressure.
That's why they taste so good. All the things that are unhealthy about potato chips are why you love them.
And I don't think it, like...
You're telling me these Lay's potato chips that left a grease stain on the bottom of my napkin are bad
Here's
for
my
me.
Rule. Unless I'm going to a party or I'm having people over, I will buy a single serving bag of chips every time. And that will keep me in check. I can still have them. If I get anything bigger than that, like a Ruffles, kind of forget it. I will say I've gotten better, but
I think it helps having the pantry. So like last night, I bought a couple bags of chips for the weekend, but I can't see them.
But if it's not directly in front of your face.
You hide the foods.
Because if I leave half a bag of chips on my coffee table and I start watching TV,
you're eating them.
You're going to eat them.
Without
but
a doubt.
But like if they're out of sight, out of mind.
That's right. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up on Drinking Toast with a Shot of the Day, you are listening to The Men.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Room. Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dumpy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dumpy.
Hello, Tom.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola.
Tom, team sober.
Tom sober.
Okay. All right, Tom. Men's Room poll. Pick a new job. You gonna work in retail, fast food, daycare, or be a cook?
Oddly enough, I think I'll take fast food. I've never done it.
Fast food.
What fast food restaurant would you work at, given the choice?
Oh, Wendy's. I love Frosties.
Okay.
Just for the Frosties. I think Wendy's has pretty good food in general, to be honest with you.
They do. Not bad.
I don't eat there as much as there's just not one really close to me. Mm-hmm. But if there was one, man, a single cheese, fries. Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, Tom. Here's your question. Sad has rolled up to the drive-thru window. Instead of making my order for a Frosty, I'd ask you this. Orangistad. Orangistad is the capital of what Caribbean nation? Is it Bermuda, Aruba? Ooh, I want to take you. U.S. Virgin Islands or Kokomo?
I would say, I don't know, U.S. Virgin Islands.
It's Aruba. It is, in fact, Aruba. Kokomo, Aruba. Not a real island.
Nope. No.
But I added that there.
Oh, it sounds like Wilmington, which is the capital of Curacao, between that and Bonaire.
Say it again.
Wilmington, which is in Curacao. All that Dutch stuff.
Do you know the name of the capital of the U.S. Virgin Islands? I do not. I want to see.
Tim Tebow.
I don't know much about the Virgin Islands.
I don't either. I really don't. All right, your question. What is the sum of the angles of a triangle?
It's 180.
Nice job, John.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
Yeah.
Game is a Big Dumpy, 206-803 run.
Throw it is Charlotte Amelia.
Charlotte Amelia, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yep.
Okay. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Sean, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, driving at work.
Okay. Sean, welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, you're going to pick a new job. You taking retail, fast food, daycare, or you be a cook?
Fast food.
Fast food. And Steve's question, where would you work?
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. All right. Okay.
Biscuits.
I'd work at Taco Bell just for the sour cream cannon.
Just for the sour cream cannon.
You ever seen that thing?
No.
You gun know, like, head. It looks like a caulk gun.
Yeah.
But it's
wow,
sour cream.
Sour cream.
Keep going, right?
That's the whole. Okay.
Well, I'm saying.
That does sound like a euphemism.
Hey, baby, I got the sour cream cannon.
You ever seen them using that thing?
It's like a caulk gun.
Yeah.
Just go south of the border.
Just squeeze awesome. And look what happens.
It's like your chowder cannon.
What's
sour cream?
Yeah, the chowder cannon. But it's a sour cream cannon.
Mike, of all people, you got your head in the sewer today.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ted.
All right, your question. What president was pictured on the highest denomination of U.S. currency ever printed, the $100,000 bill? We talked about this president earlier on this very program.
FDR?
I'll just go Woodrow Wilson again.
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh,
he's
what
back.
Miles, look at this thing. You don't think that'd be fun to shoot that the sour cream gun? Is it better with gun?
Have you seen the Crisco cannon that they use at Pizza Hut?
No.
That's pretty cool, too.
Somebody here says, Ted, you're right about the sour cream gun.
Oh, they must have worked there.
I'm guessing so. 7 years, I believe.
Right. That's the only. I mean, nothing against talking
wait,
about.
Wait. They used to have one for guac as well.
Oh, the guac cannon?
Yeah.
Boo boo!
But don't, they have guac cannon. Don't they have a mayonnaise gun and a ketchup gun and all that for. You
know, I don't know.
Yes.
I never
why would Taco Bell have a mayonnaise
well,
gun?
Well, I'm saying like at a hamburger spot. You know, like they get a mayonnaise cannon at Wendy's. Mayonnaise gun.
You want to hit your burger with a mayonnaise cannon?
No.
Well, Jack in the Box uses mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Did they have a mayonnaise gun?
We didn't, no. We just had the standard, like, there you go.
See, at Burger King, I had a mayonnaise gun for the chicken and the tartar for the fish.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
We just had squeeze bottles.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Oh, the little, yeah.
Miles, did you ever actually work a shift?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I trained in a closet with a VHS.
Well, we hear a lot about the training.
Little about the actual, you know.
Yeah. Employees. Oh, no, man. My nuggets were always ready to go. Actually, they were strips. My drawers are always right for the time of the day.
Mine are right now. Mm-hmm. All right, Sean, here's your question. Which Smurf had a heart tattooed on each arm?
Oh, yeah. Tough one.
Biker Smurf. Thank you for using your blinker.
Yeah, well done, Sean. Proud of you, bud.
Sorry. All I can think of is Grumpy. I know that's not right.
Is it Papa Smurf?
No, Papa Smurf. No.
Well... Oh. It's the guy with the beard, right? The older guy with the beard?
Bob Smurf's dude with the beard. This guy had, I believe, a heart tattooed on each arm.
Oh. What do you thought it was Papa Smurf, too.
Oh, no.
Really? You guys thought it was Papa Smurf? No. It was Hefty Smurf.
Hefty. Oh, oh. Hefty. Hey, Smurfette, I'm Hefty Smurf.
I've heard that about you.
You ever had a slice of Hefty?
You know where Papa Smurf's head is at, because my understanding is that Papa Smurf created Smurfette.
Yeah.
I want a blonde and high heels with big boobs. He's got it tight. Ted, you'd have been Papa Smurf,
brother. Am I Papa Smurf?
That would have exactly been it. I bet you she has a tattoo, too. It's just on her back, directly above her butt.
Still looks hot.
All right, your question. In what year did the War of 1812 actually begin?
1811?
1810?
1812. The War of 1812 began in 1812.
You tricky SLB.
There's nothing tricky. It's in the name.
I'm still pissed.
What?
1812. They burned down the White House. They marched down Route 1.
Let it go.
I'm just saying.
It's been a hot minute.
Well, we had already beaten them.
I know.
And they're like, well, we're going to try it again.
Well, it's like that kid that just, I told you to lay down, man.
Yeah, right.
Do you want another? Okay.
Dang. Dang. Or boom, boom. Right. They call video.
All right, your question. Who recorded that hit single, Susudio, in 1985?
Oh, finally. All yes. Right. Phil Collins.
Gets to flex his Phil Collins knowledge.
I also would have accepted Mr. Forehead.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 51-year-old Walter Freimine of Winter Haven, Florida. Now, Walter was arrested Saturday for trespassing on Amtrak property. Well, the frisk turned up meth and a meth pipe, and while being transported to jail, Walter told an officer, quote, "If you arrest me, I will find you and kill you." Well, his threat didn't quite spook the cops the way he'd hoped, and he was, in fact, arrested. Now, when Walter was put through the body scanner, corrections officer spotted something in his rectal cavity, a.k.a. his butt. Now, naturally, they just made the assumption that it was drugs or a weapon, or cigarettes, or a cell phone, or money. There was none of those things. Walter had a full-size thermos in his rectum.
Whoa,
a thermos. Full size. But the reason we are toasting him is because of what he had in that thermos. That
coffee.
In his rectum. Nothing.
Oh.
They're just like, you have an empty thermos in your butt. It's like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, won the Stanley Cup.
I guess, man. Good God, Jesus. Bro. At least have something in the thermos. That's all I'm saying.
Keep this for later.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, so we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.